ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed. Chris Fowley is in the studio with another fabulous shirt on, as per.
Right. Oh. Thank you very much.
You've got a great shirt collection.
Hey, I wish people could see them.
It's always some kind of foliage. I'll say that much.
Hey, it matches the name and the lifestyle.
Sweet. Well, hey, what's going on out there in the weed realm on a local level, mate?
Well, quite a lot, actually, it turns out, as per. So even just today, we have our anti-doping agency, WADA, or their version of it for New Zealand, saying, well, even after cannabis becomes illegal, or becomes legal, I should say, we're going to keep it on the banned list.
What does WADA stand for?
Like World Anti-Doping Authority or something like that, right? So it's performance-enhancing stuff, right? It's performance-enhancing, and yet on the one hand, they're saying, oh, cannabis is legal because it's bad for you, and on the other hand, we're going to ban it because of performance-enhancing.
It's not, though. It's more of a wind. They use it for winding down, I think, and relaxing the muscles and stuff. Well, I know NBA players do it a lot of that,
WADA
stuff.
WADA recognise that it isn't performance enhancing. It's banned because it's illegal. That is their reasoning.
Like we have
checked them up on it, and it is their reasoning that it is only banned because of its legal status, not because of it being performance enhancing. Right. And so, yet, after legalisation, they're going to keep it on their list.
Because if you were to stand back and take two people competing in most things and say, look, are you okay if this person smokes weed to the other person, I'm sure they'd be like, yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, it's not like a PED kind of.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can all imagine situations where it might help or whatever, but the reality is it's not on their list, so it just seems pretty odd. So
right.
That's just another little thing that, you know, we have to resolve in this legalization process, you know. And nice. And that's been the other big news of the week, is that there's been more information come out about the cannabis referendum, which will be next year at the election.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
Definitely happening. Of course, it's binding. A law will be passed, or at least be known, you know, before the referendum, so we know what we're voting on. It gets triggered by the referendum.
How will we be told what we're voting on? Will just come out in the paper, or obviously be an ad campaign running or something like that on TV sort of thing?
Yeah, well, you know, there's been a lot of publicity over all these things, right? So it'll be a bit of that. I think, you know, given that they've only budgeted $2.2 million for the referendum, so compared to John Key's flag one of $26 million, you know, which is obviously politically sensitive and all this, so, you know, people don't like money being wasted on things like that. So $2 million, that seems like a bargain to me. But
it does feel like a bargain.
It doesn't allow anything for a public education campaign.
Ah.
So I think the assumption there is that will just happen among society.
That's on us.
So, you know, get out there. We can't rely on the government doing it, and that's always the way that it's been, right? So they're you know, followers rather than leaders. So
that's,
it's up to us
true,
to, you know, on this issue,
yeah.
You know, on moral type issues, you know, they follow society rather than try and tell us what to do, ideally. So, so that's interesting. Anyway, $2 million, I thought that was a bit of a bargain.
I reckon it is. Yeah, I heard that number as well. I was like, when you do compare it to the flag situation, which is just kind of like a trigger word when you say that stuff, it just makes me shudder when I think about that flag situation.
That was a lesson in a totally mismanaged referendum, wasn't it? So hopefully they've all learned from that, because we certainly don't want to go through this and have, you know, not have a good outcome. And that's why it's got to be clear and got to be something that we know that we're voting on, not that they're trying to interpret afterwards.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. And so, speaking of which, Drug Foundation have been doing a lot of good work on this. And over the weekend, they released a poll that they had done by Horizon Research. And this was covered on the Hui on TV3. And this was particularly asking people on the Māori roll how they would vote or what they're looking for. And of course, you know, given, you know, we want a model that is tailored for New Zealand, and what's unique about New Zealand? Well, it's Māori, right? We've got to have a policy that takes into account what Māori people want.
Hmm.
And what was interesting, 75% said they'd vote for legal cannabis.
Right.
78%, you know, want the bill passed before they vote. So, you know, this is the thinking of people. We want it passed, and then we vote on it, and that triggers it.
Right.
So it needs to be clear. But then they asked them, well, what will happen? What will you do once personal use of cannabis is made legal, because everyone gets all like, oh, you know, this is, you know, 35%, well, I don't use it now and I won't use it in the future.
Right.
10%, I don't use it now, but might use it if it's legal. So, you know,
this is kind of important.
10%.
It's important for Māori, because they're probably the most highly arrested, right? Do we know the stats on
that's
that?
That's right, yeah, that's right. Arrested by far in greater rates, and you know, as per with a lot of these sort of measures, you know, disproportionate effects and,
right on,
you know,
right on.
All the way through. 35% just stay the same. 5%, my use might go up a little bit. 3%, my use might go down a little bit. You know, I mean, it's all kind of like that. That just shows you, right? The law really doesn't have an effect on how whether people use or not.
People's
it's just
people's
it's whether
vibe.
It's safe.
Yeah.
You know, how much harm is associated with it?
Out of it.
Mm. Speaking of which.
Oh yes, my little question that I had for you today was, what is going forward? Is there anything for the complete newbie to come into marijuana without actually taking marijuana to test themselves and just see, is it right for me, or what should I be doing without just taking like three massive dots or a big old bong hit or some shit and just going deep, which is how we all, well, I did when I was about 16. But you know, like, is there something being developed for people just to know whether or not weed's for them or not without going down that rabbit hole? Because it's not for everyone. It's worth mentioning. Like, just like anything, it's not for not for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, people are allergic to peanuts. You know what I mean?
Yep. And with medical cannabis, it's like, you know, a one medicine among many that the doctors may have and patients may want.
Just another
and
weapon in the arsenal, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it isn't clear at the moment. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of doctors, or most doctors, don't know where to start. They don't know what the dosages is and or dosages are, and they're different for each patient. It's not as simple with cannabinoids to say if your body weight is this and your age is this or whatever, and therefore here's your dose. And that's what they can do for other things. They
it's
have
not
these
black
little
and white.
Tables and that, and they can just work them out.
Right.
Cannabis is not like that. Different people can have different effects. And even the same person, different effects on the same dose, as we all know. So it is a bit of an ongoing personalised treatment plan that each patient needs.
Right.
A lot of that can be devolved or handled quite well by the patient themselves. And we are just talking about a herb. We're not talking about anything that can kill people.
Right, of course.
It's more like, what is the condition? If it's serious and you're in that kind of thing, then hey, you need to be managed close. But for the vast majority of patients, they're using it for things like pain relief that they can manage themselves. There is a need for guidance for the doctors, the clinicians, the pharmacists, so that they can dispense them, so that they know what they're doing, so they can recognize what a good product is and what a good one isn't. And these sorts of things at the moment are quite difficult because we have in our Medicines Act a prohibition on promoting medicines, right? Unless you're a consented one. And no, other than Sativex, no cannabis medicines have that consent. They won't for quite some time, even after the scheme comes into play, because you've got to make them to GMP standard, go through the regular pharmaceutical process. Could take 3 years, could take 10, who knows, right? That's the regular pharmaceutical process.
Right.
They're the ones that can be promoted and advertised. The rest can't.
Yeah.
And
which is strange
writing
that,
it down
strange
on a bit
that
of paper
can be promoted and advertised at all, by the way.
Or having a website is held as promotion, right? So you can't even, at the moment, there's confusion or there's uncertainty about how much you can even communicate to doctors about them, including by the ministry themselves. So this is, again, something that is another, like, another issue that's come up. That's actually under the Medicines Act, not the Misuse of Drugs Act. And the Medicines Act is actually up for review right now, closes at the end of April. And the Medicines Act is going to influence the dispensing of medical cannabis probably even more than the medical cannabis itself.
Right on.
I mean, it covers pharmacies, hospitals, doctors, the whole pathway, the promotion, the advertising, the regulation of them, the approval of them. All of that is up for review right now.
If you're going in blind, you probably want something, I don't want to say synthesized, but to the point where it's not like, you don't want a bag of weed, you want more like an oil that you know is like really low THC or maybe high CBD kind of thing. If you're just crawling into weed,
it would be really cool
if we had that stuff on hand, right? Because you
could
just get someone like a little bit.
Yeah, that would depend on the condition, but CBD is non-psychoactive, but it doesn't necessarily have the benefits that people want. So
the
balanced ones, so the half and half, seem to have the most kind of satisfaction in terms of that. They kind of cancel each other out, so they have the medicinal effect, but not the psychoactive effect. It's one of the areas of research that we're doing with Zecan up at AUT, is that kind of selection at the breeding level. And we actually have one of our strains as a 50-50 THC and CBD, so it's in that balanced one already ready to go.
At the moment, there's no clear-cut genetics test that someone can take and go, weed's not for me, or or like, or
well,
is it more
is,
like,
yes,
this amount of weed is bad for
yes,
me?
Or, no, people are working on that, and again, that's something that we could look at doing here. It would be fascinating to do that kind of research, but there are certain genetic markers that we know are associated with having issues with cannabis.
Yeah.
The COMT gene, and there's a couple of others, and so you can actually develop little kits, that, and there are a couple of companies in the States that are doing them.
Interesting.
And so you have a little diagnostic kit that you'd mail out, the person would do a little swab or whatever.
That's great.
Yeah, and then you go, huh, you've got those genes, there's probably a good chance
take it
that
easy.
You won't react well, so take it easy, closer care by the doctor perhaps, but also using that to point to which strains would work better
totally.
For that person.
And that's when you get a regulated market, you have those strains on selection and and you know what they are, and
If people are feeding that back through an app, perhaps let's give then you're putting that data back in to further refine it. So
that's
all of that stuff's happening overseas, and
I guess it's all quite young,
all
right?
Here.
So cool. Well, that kind of sums it up. Thank you very much. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. All right. See you next week.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.